now time for Tassie Time.
The work of a modern master. 200 for Ricky Ponting.
Mystic Journey over the top takes the lead. She is one for the Mabel. Mystic Journey's won the All-Star by a length and a quarter.
But he says, ta-da on Bowtie. Some Bowtie brilliance here today. He'll go back-to-back, all right. He's making a mess of them. Bowtie, absolutely brilliant.
Bridge over 10.
Gareth Hall and Steve
Old. Tassie Time now with Steve Old. Simon Brookhouse is the CEO of the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. He was about to join us as well. And we are live at Sandown Park. So you can hear the greyhounds trialling in the background. Robbie Britton, one of the very best trainers in the Cape, a Hall of Fame trainer, is trialling a few of his dogs. Anthony has a party and Jeff Britton still to come. Hopefully we'll catch up with those trainers as before the end of the show at 1 o'clock, but it's time to welcome in Steve Old. G'day, Oldie.
Gareth, how are you, mate?
Geez, Tassie Time made the news last week with George Bailey, Oldie.
Yeah, geez, it was our scoop, wasn't it? We were very happy with that one. So
the big exclusive for Tassie Time.
Yeah, let's see what Brookhouse can give us today.
Yeah, looking forward to catching up with Simon Brookhouse. He's not far away. But what about that debut? I know they went down to the Brisbane Bullets, but it was, I would imagine, Steve, that Coach Roth and your board would have been over the moon with the performance of the Jack Jumpers against the Bullets there on the weekend.
Yeah, look, very happy, mate. I was there. He made a commitment that he was going to make sure he did plenty of rotations, and he's trying to get a look at everyone. So, a lot of the imports sat out, probably half the game, if not more. So it was a good performance. And then they obviously got over Cairns last night, which was great to get their first win, even though it was pre-season. It gives the boys a bit of confidence. So, look, two games under and they're not looking too bad. They're still, don't get me wrong, there's still plenty to go. And it is only a practice series. But, I mean, so far, some good signs. And once we get Will Magne into the lineup, I don't think we're not looking too bad. But again, they've performed pretty well, but the best bits for the crowds have been sensational, the vibe. I think I heard Mitch McCarron on the breakfast show yesterday with Half and all, and they were talking about how great the crowd was.
Yeah.
And that's probably been the most impressive part so far.
So 5,000, a sellout. It didn't take long for those tickets to be sold at the MyState Bank Arena at Hobart, the official opening of that stadium as well, old year. And not only is it to have an NBL side in Tassie, a national side competing in a national competition, but it's great for the Tassie people to get right behind it. I know it's early doors, but it's going to be pretty hard to get a ticket, they tell me.
Oh, it's going to be very hard, mate. 4,500. And, we officially opened MyState Arena on Sunday, and they're about to take the games up to the northwest coast and the north and then back to Hobart to finish off with. So the best part is everyone around the state gets to see the Blitz competition right around Tasmania. And then, as I said, 3rd of December, look out when we host the Bullets for the first game of the NBL season, which is just going to be a sellout and an unbelievable vibe. But basketball's all the talk at the moment in Hobart.
So when we have a chat to Simon Brookhouse, we'll touch more on the Jack Jumpers, which is so exciting, but we'll talk some football here. What about Huey Green with the Tassie boy? He's been making the news over the last couple of days as well. He was at the Gold Coast Suns. He was delisted, but that was just part of the preparation or the setup there from the Gold Coast Suns. He explained why on his social media platforms. Then all of a sudden, David Noble pounced at the North Melbourne Football Club and he's now a Kangaroo.
Yeah, interesting, wasn't it? Surely Gold Coast couldn't have been that silly, or there couldn't have been a plan to this. I mean, in the end, Hugh gets to North Melbourne. He's under a good contract. He's going to be under David Noble. I think it's a good outcome for him. But it just, there's got to be more to that. It just seems very bizarre that an AFL club would make a mistake like that and publicly announce that they're delisting but going to get him back and give a club an opportunity. I find that staggering. And if it was a mistake, then it was a huge mistake.
Yeah, I didn't think they expected a club like North Melbourne to pounce on Hugh Greenwood. So it was a big mistake.
I can't believe that you wouldn't pounce on a bloke that's a leading tackler in the league. He's built up a great name. I can't believe that you wouldn't have thought that someone might have at least looked at him. I find that staggering, to be frank with you.
It would have been interesting to see the pub talk around Tassie with the Gold Coast Suns and their outspoken chairman would be making a mistake like that.
Yeah, he's had a fair bit to say, and our Premier's taken him on in the media previously. Yeah. And Yeah, I'm sure if someone asked the Premier the right question, he might come out with a smart aleck answer. So it'd be interesting if someone asked him.
let's catch up with Simon Brookhouse now, the CEO of the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. Welcome back to Tassie Time, Simon. Geez, you must have been over the moon with the opening weekend of the NBL Blitz, and to see your side play in a competitive competition for the first time. How did that make you feel, boss?
Well, first of all, g'day, guys. Sorry I'm a bit late. I've been selling
tickets right.
On the phone. With it was fantastic. Great to see, first of all, run out on Sunday and open the arena and have the team playing well. But last night was just phenomenal. The guys played really hard, and I think that's what people are going to come to see, a really hard defensive unit. And the crowd engagement last night was second to none. So I think there's no doubt that the Tassie faithful are on board, and we had a good win, so we're looking onwards and upwards.
Mate, how impressive was it for the boys to get their first win last night? Very impressive.
Yeah, look, it was really good. I think it was as much a relief, Oldie. I mean, you know, that's only their second game ever together, and 15 guys coming together and winning as well as they did. And I think that, you know, we didn't shoot the ball as well as we can, and to force 23 turnovers and keep Cairns to 65 or whatever it was is a great effort.
Now, Simon, I need to get... I've got to sign up for my membership, first of all, but I want to get a jumper with Josh Adams' number. I better hurry up. But I want to get a jumper with Josh Adams' number on it.
Well, we can organise that for you.
Because what a superstar. I watched that dunk there, and I thought, wowee. He is the perfect excitement machine that a new franchise would want in their side when he can entertain like he did in that opening match against the Bullets.
Oh, look, he's always been an exciting player. He was voted most exciting player in Europe. He's spectacular in size. And what a lot of people don't realise with that dunk is he's actually right-handed. And it was a left-handed dunk. So he's obviously really skilled as well. But the best part about him is he's a fantastic human. And if you'd have seen last night, he stayed 45 minutes on the court signing autographs for the kids and letting them all take photos. He's just a great person and an awesome player. And I think that, you know, he will be a crowd favourite all around the league, not just here in Tassie.
That's what I was going to say, Simon. I see you looked through Facebook and a few messages this morning. There's a lot of comments about just how well the players are interacting with the crowd. That's obviously going to impress you the most, probably.
Yeah, and it's really important too. I mean, the crowd are our lifeblood, and we want to have them in the stadium every time we play. It's important that they get out there, and they're all happy to do it. And I couldn't be happy with the group of men we've got and their commitment to doing that. They don't hesitate. They get out there, they take photos, they sign autographs, they chat to people, and they make them feel welcome.
How difficult is it going to... We had a chat to Aldi just before you jumped on, Simon. Geez, it's going to be tough to get a ticket to the Jack Jumpers.
Yeah, look, it is. We put the first six games general admission tickets on sale today at 10 o'clock, and I'd heard by 10:30 the first game allocation was sold out. We've only got around 250 memberships left now. So, I mean, the advice for if you want to go and see the games is to get on board, join up as a member and support us and have a great time for the rest of the season.
Hey, Aldi, has that exceeded your expectations?
To be honest, no. I mean, Simon and the team have done an unbelievable job. The staff have worked their backside off for 12 months, and we've talked about this for a while on the show, mate. This is the talk of the town, the Jack Jumpers at the moment, so it doesn't actually surprise me. And the fact that the guys have been so fantastic in their first two games, I'm not surprised that it's sold out so quickly, and it's going to be great. I just had to ask Simon, how important is it now, mate, that you're about to go on the road up the northwest coast in the north of the state as well?
Yeah, that's very important for us. Obviously, we've said all the time that we're a whole Tasmanian team, and we've got a lot of good following up there. The two Launceston games are already sold out for the home and away. So to get up there and do some community work again in the northwest and the north, it's really, really important. And I think the guys are relishing that. It's another chance for them to be on the road for a week and bond again. And hopefully we win a few more games while we're up there.
How big of a headache is it going to be with the scheduling in this COVID world that we're living in at the moment, Simon?
Look, guys, it's not too bad. I mean, we're locked in now until pretty much the end of January. There might be some tweaks after that. The biggest issue will probably be the response from Western Australia when all the other states open up. But that's going to impact the Perth Wildcats probably more than us. We didn't have any real impact on the fixture retweak. So I'm pretty comfortable come, you know, January, February, we'll be locked in and the home and away season will go away without a hitch.
Mate, that you obviously we We launched the My State Arena on the weekend, and obviously you're the CEO of the stadium as well. It's not only there for basketball. Obviously, it's going to be a big 12 months for you running that stadium as well, not just basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, the basketball makes up 12 days, effectively, of what we want to get 150 days next year. We're hovering around the 120 mark, I think, at the moment with forward booking. So, ultimately, you know, we need to use it as much as we can, and whether it be the Wiggles or whether it be Guy Sebastian or Disney on Ice or a school formal dinner or those sort of things. So we're certainly open for business, and we'll be ramping that up in the new year.
Hold even at the Wiggles. I can just imagine that front row dancing his way with the Wiggles.
The yellow Wiggles spot going at the moment. Yeah. Oldie, you might be
I'm a chance. I've got my little daughter loves the Wiggles.
$1.10. Now, just before we let you go, Simon, we've got a minute away from our next commitment, but I remember having a chat to Coach Roth there at the Launceston Cup, and after watching your form in the pre-season matches, geez, we've got to find a big Clydesdale, because I expect him to be riding a horse on Launceston Cup Day in 2023.
Well, I can only hope, to be fair. So if we were lucky enough to get to that and win a championship, the big fella would... We'll get him a Clydesdale, no problem at all.
Good on you, Simon.
Getting him a set of silks might be
easy. Yes. We've got plenty of time to make him one. Make him some. Hey, Simon, congratulations, mate. It's been superb watching from the eastern states and from Melbourne to see so many basketball fans heading to the match and enjoying basketball at the elite level in this country, and can't wait to see what the Jack Jumpers can do this year.
No, thanks, Gareth. Thanks, Aldi. I appreciate your time.
All right, then. There's Simon Woodhouse, the CEO of the Jack Jumps. Time flies, Aldi. I know that you're enjoying a quiet ale, about to anyway, at a pub there in Tassie, and I can't wait to have a beer with you in Tassie. But just before we let you go, what about this for a luncheon? What cricket club's hosting Chris Fagan and Jack Revolt?
Oh, I had some cricket club. Had them up last week for a...
Did they?
Raised a bit of money, and they had Jack and Chris there. Apparently, it's one of the best lunches you can get to every year. So, yeah, Hadsden Career Club do it every year and do a fantastic job.
Can't wait to watch what the Jack Jumpers do. It was great catching up with Simon Woodhouse, mate. And we'll follow that story all year and throughout the NBL season here on RSN Central with Tassie Time. And good luck to Baker Smith and Will Splann from North Hobart, along with Semi Banks from Clarence, trying to get another gig there in the AFL.
Yeah, let's hope they can get drafted. There's a couple of, Sam Banks, and I know Sam, he's good mates with a couple of the young guys. I know he's a ripping young fella. Let's hope a couple of Tassie boys can get drafted this year.
All right, good on you, mate. Thanks for that. We'll catch up with you next week. There's Steve Old there joining us on Tassie Time. We're about to catch up with Peter Staples in just a moment. Terry Bailey, he'll be joining us shortly as well with his preview of Ladbrokes Park at Sandown. And don't forget, we'll be catching up with a few of the other major players here ahead of TAB Melbourne Cup night on Friday night as we are live from Sandown Park. Is Pete Staples ready to go? Here you go. Pete, good afternoon to you.
G'day, Gareth. I tell you what, mate, that's Simon Brookhouse. He is an absolute gem of an administrator, and mate, they are just going to go the skyrocket time for the Jack Jumpers, because with him guiding it all through, mate, I don't reckon I've met a more proficient and articulate and CEO of a sporting body in Tassie for a long time. So I reckon he's the bee's knees.
100%, mate. What about some news out of the Dogs at Devonport there? There were some of the better greyhounds doing battle there at Devonport with their chase.
Yeah, the Devonport Chase, the Group 3, used to be Devonport Cup, and it could be the last one run at Devonport Showgrounds. Of course, you know the property's been sold for development. But there's some Butte Greyhounds win their heats yesterday, and one in particular was Superior Wallace. It comes out of the Victorian kennels and of Dave Condon.
Yep.
And Nicole Howard trains this, and you've been in the game a long time. I remember Nicole Howard when she was 17, nearly 18, and about to get her license to train, and she told me yesterday she's 43.
Well, you're getting old, Pete. Hey, what about?
But listen, her dog, mate. She got a chance to finally, win a group race. She's been wanting to do that for a long time, and obviously aspiring to get that far. And I think if he wins the chase, I reckon he's a chance to go on and be a top chance in 1,000.
What about at Launceston tonight? Can you find us a winner?
Yeah, I can, mate. I like three tonight. We've got a first race, get it early. Race one, number five, Chosen Eagle from the Adam Trinder stable. Good three-year-old. I reckon it'll look, it's probably one of the weaker maidens that's been on the cards for a while. And it really gets its chance. Brenda McCool in the saddle, good barrier, barrier seven. It wins. Race five, Turk Warrior was to run in this three-year-old handicap. That's a Taz bonus event, but unfortunately, the connections decided against it because there was too much of a the weight variance. He was got 60, the rest of them had 54. Outbound's going to carry 52 with the stable apprentice claiming two. So Outbound is a special, race five, number two, Outbound. Yep. In the three-year-old, and in race seven, I like Our Little Ted. He was terrific to beat Dark Wanderer last start in the benchmark 76. Up a little bit in weight, but he's got another 4 kilo claim for Taya Stalker. He'll be very hard to beat at decent odds, race seven, number four.
And they tell me the inevitable trialled the house down the other day. Can't wait for that new market, Pete. I've got to go to Terry Bailey now for his preview of Sandown. But and beyond, on Wesley, the inevitable Mandela effect. It's going to be one of the best new markets that Tassie's ever produced.
I think so, mate. Wesley trials as a gallop tonight, exhibition gallop, with his stable mate, war correspondent, top three-year-old from last season.
Thanks, mate. Good on you, Pete.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
There's Pete Staples. Robbie Britton's not far away.